tell us what a counterfeit part is. How are they defining that in the first place?
Right, I think this is very important because they fall into mainly two categories. There's the first kind of category that I think everyone kind of considers, where you go to, for instance, you go in the street and you buy a watch and it says Rolex on it, but the watch is, you know, $9 or $10. You know that's a counterfeit product, something that looks the same, but it has the same name on it, but is obviously not the Rolex watch you're thinking of. But the bigger problem that the government's facing is counterfeit hardware products. We're talking about like Intel chips or motherboards, where people, it could be China, but it happens in the U.S., it happens in Central America, it happens all over the world, where they pull from what they call electronic waste or computers that have been thrown out, they fix it up, and they make the chips or the motherboards or the circuitry look like new, and agencies and vendors, when they're buying them, don't know that they're buying a used piece. They think they're getting a new piece of hardware. And these fake parts end up being in larger weapon systems. They can cause huge issues, reliability issues. For instance, they could be tested today and tomorrow they could fail. And that failure could crash an airplane or put a DOD mission at risk. In fact, during the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing yesterday, they talked about one piece that actually fell out and was rattling around during a test of the P-8A aircraft Boeing is developing for the Navy.
So, Jason, how bad is the problem of counterfeit parts for DOD? Is it just DOD, or do all the federal agencies have to look into this, or are they facing these problems?
Every agency faces these exact problems. I mean, from DOD to NASA on down, because when they think they're buying, oh, we're going to buy a hardware, we're going to buy a router or a switch for our network, they think they're getting the brand name, but they could or they could be getting a fake one. And as both the senators and the witnesses at yesterday's hearing said, this problem is bad. I mean, it's very bad. The Government Accountability Office issued a preliminary report at yesterday's hearing, and it showed major issues even on this just little limited basis because it was an early part of the report. Richard Hillman is GAO's Managing Director of Forensic Audits and Investigative Service. The Senate Armed Services Committee actually asked GAO to purchase parts off the Internet as part of their investigation. GAO created a fake company. They purchased 13 parts, including asking for three parts where the part numbers were fake, meaning the manufacturer never made such a part with that number, yet they asked for it anyways. Hillman says all of these parts are typically used in DOD weapon systems.
None of the seven parts we have complete test results for are authentic. Specifically, according to SMT Corp, all three parts tested after we requested legitimate but rare or obsolete parts failed at least three of seven authentication analyses and were suspected counterfeits. These parts included two voltage regulators and one operational amplifier, the failure of which could pose risk to the functioning of the electronic systems where the parts reside. SMT Corp. also made the same determination for another operational amplifier we received after requesting a legitimate part number with a post-production date code. In this instance, the part failed four of seven authentication analyses, and the vendor also misrepresented the part as 9 years newer than the date it was last produced. In addition, we received three bogus parts after submitting orders using invalid part numbers.
Now, remember, this is just the tip of the iceberg. GAO is still doing their investigation. They looked at a limited number of parts, but there's a lot of concern on the Armed Services Committee. Senator Carl Levin's the chairman, and he went through several more examples that DOD found in assorted aircraft, including the Air Force's C-27J tactical aircraft, which was used heavily in Afghanistan and Iraq, as well as the Navy's SH-60B helicopter, which is basically an anti-submarine or offensive helicopter that flies low over the sea. So as you can see, this is not just popping up in a few instances. It's popping up everywhere.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. So now Congress knows it's bad. What do they want to do about it?
Well, Carl Levin and Senator John McCain will introduce an amendment to the DOD authorization bill, and the Senate will take up the debate on the bill in the coming week or two. Levin says the provision in the bill will make three specific changes to try, as he says, to build a wall and plug the dike to hold back the rush of counterfeit parts.
To require the Department of Defense to put a certification in for part suppliers. These are a reliable supplier. We have to put, at the border, put in an inspection system for parts coming from China. Now, we do this with agricultural products. If we have a product coming from a particular place which we think will endanger our health, we have a ban on those products or an inspection system on products. And so what I also would be offering is that while we get a certification program in place, that we require inspection of all parts, electronic parts, coming in from China. It's a proven, known source of the problem.
Now, the third thing the amendment would do is hit contractors where it hurts the most, in the wallet.
To put some pressure on our contractors to go back up the chain or down the chain to make sure that the people supplying the supplier and the people supplying the supplier to the supplier, just going all the way down, are legitimate people. And the only way I know of to do that, other than just requiring contractors to so notify folks, is to make our contractors responsible to replace the parts. We cannot any longer have the government paying for the replacement of these parts, no matter what kind of contract it is.
Now, the committee has found too often that agencies are paying to replace this counterfeit parts supplied by vendors after the fact. Take, for instance, the Missile Defense Agency. They spent almost $3 million to replace 800 parts in one of its systems. Lieutenant General Patrick O'Reilly is the director of MDA. He says MDA found about 1,300 counterfeit parts, costing his agency millions over the last few years. Levin, McCain, and several other senators want vendors to be responsible to pay for that replacement, whether it's their fault or not. Basically, what they're saying is the contractor's responsibility to ensure the security of their supply chain. And if there's a breakdown, it should come from the contractor's pocket, not the government's.
So what is DOD doing to keep counterfeit products out of the supply chain while this legislation mulls its way through Congress?
Right. Nobody's just standing still waiting for Congress to do their thing, because unfortunately they could be waiting a long time. But DOD and contractors actually are both are taking several steps to try to stem the tide. And it's just a huge wave of this counterfeit parts that really everyone's facing. Let me go back to the Missile Defense Agency again. They're out in front of most of the other DOD services and agencies. O'Reilly says he signed a memo in 2009 requiring all suppliers must use original manufacturer parts or only get parts from authorized resellers. If they have to go beyond that group, say it's a rare part or an obsolete part, O'Reilly himself will have to approve it, and MDA will do a lot of analysis to make sure it meets their needs. O'Reilly says the memo's requirements are part of every contract MDA issues.
We work very closely with the Defense Contract Management Command. They have on-site personnel. I have 50 on-site personnel myself, and it is a combined effort. And also, most of these incidences are occurring at lower levels of the supply chain, third or fourth level. And the prime contractors, obviously, they're motivated not to have this happen too. So we literally form a very large set of scrutinizers that work through the supply chain. But being coordinated and working across industry and with other agencies is the key.
Now, O'Reilly says MDA also puts clauses in contracts to withhold war fees if vendors have poor quality assurance. And that poor quality assurance is the idea of, well, if you found counterfeit parts. Now, he says DOD Supply Chain Working Group is looking at the Missile Defense Agency's policy, and the Navy's also working on something similar. Now, DOD is also working with the Semiconductor Industry Association to develop a new product authentication process. Brian Toohey is the Semiconductor Industry Association's president. He says the initiative is just in the testing stages, but basically what happens is when DOD finds a part they believe is unauthentic or there's a problem with it, they fill out a form, they take a picture, they send that part in question to the company. The company checks it against their database very quickly, and DOD knows if there's a potential problem within hours, not days, weeks, or months. Now, several of the members also of the committee yesterday wondered if the National Security Agency's Trusted Foundry program could be expanded to more electronic parts. Now, this program is something that NSA and DOD developed to ensure it has microelectronics from trusted sources for its weapons and communication systems. Vendors must be accredited by DOD to participate in the program. But nearly all the witnesses says, yes, this program is good, but it's not a final answer to this issue. There's so many other steps they have to take. Now, DOD has taken other steps over the last few years. They've issued a memo in 2010 to secure the supply chain. An updated version is expected later this year. And in the 2010 DOD authorization bill, Congress addressed this issue by talking about acquisition shortcomings, and DOD is working on something around that as well. Now, on the vendor side, they're all feeling the pressure as well. I mean, you know, this committee brought in Raytheon, Boeing, L3 to say, you guys have had problems. How are you fixing them? So they're all taking steps. Vivek Kamath is the vice president of supply chain operations for Raytheon. He says the company will implement a new supply chain risk mitigation policy in early 2012.
Our counterfeit parts mitigation policy assigns specific responsibilities to Raytheon supply chain management, engineering, mission assurance, and other functions. Policy also focuses attention on aspects of our supply chain that are most likely to present risks, such as procurement of electronic parts from independent distributors. To further reduce the possibility of counterfeit parts might find their way into our products, Raytheon is developing a preferred supplier list for distributors and brokers and will mandate its usage. We will also consolidate purchasing through a centralized procurement organization.
Now, to be clear, this is not a new problem. Agencies, especially DOD and vendors, have known about counterfeit parts for years, for decades. One witness says this goes back to the 1960s when this really first came up as a big issue. But the focus is much greater because of the interconnected world all these systems live in and how much dependent we are as a country, as a nation, as a military, on technology. So I think that is the difference here, the recognition by Congress that, wow, this is a huge issue and they need to tackle it and need to do something about it now, not over time.